Thanks for joining us as we continue through the Advent season. We're talking about the love that God has for us. And a great passage to remind us of that love is Romans 5:8. Here's what it says: "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Today's passage clearly explains the good news. Here are three important truths we need to know and we need to apply. Here's the first one: God loves you. That's an amazing truth, isn't it? The eternal God has deep affection just for you. He wants you to be his child. He longs to have a personal relationship with you. He desires to show you his great love. But there's a problem. We're sinners. We're not sinners because we sin. We sin because we're sinners. You and I are sinners by nature, and that sin separates us from God. There's a great chasm between us and God, and we can't bridge it by our good works. We fall short of God's holy standard. And we try to get to God on our own, but that'd be like jumping across the Grand Canyon. You might jump further than me. I might jump further than you. But when the rescue workers pick up our bodies off the bottom of the canyon, it's not going to matter who jumped the farthest. That childhood confirmation class you completed, that CCD class you took at baptism, first communion, church attendance, generous giving, that cannot propel us to God. Remember, God loved us. We're a sinner separated from him. So since we couldn't get to him, he came to us. Christ died for us. God loved you so much that he did something about our predicament. He sent Jesus to do for you what you could not do for yourself. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin on the cross. Jesus was fully God and fully man. Being God, he was sinless. He didn't have to die for his sins. He went to the cross on our behalf as our substitute. Being man, he died in our place. Being a Christian is simply this: come to the point where I realize I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I can't have a relationship with God on my own. I know that God loved me so much that he sent Jesus to die for me. I trust in Jesus as the one who died on my behalf. I trust in Jesus as the only way to have a relationship with God, experience his new life for me, and live with him forever. Man, don't you want that relationship with the Heavenly Father who loves you with that kind of love? If you haven't trusted in Jesus alone to have that relationship with God, then pray this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I admit that I'm a sinner and I cannot work my way to you. I cannot save myself. I thank you for loving me so much that you sent Jesus to die on the cross for my sin. I thank you for raising Jesus back to life. And today I trust in Jesus alone as the only one who paid the penalty for my sin on the cross. I trust in Jesus as the only way to have a relationship with you. Right now, I trust in Jesus. If you prayed with me, please let me know at ronmoore@ronmoore.org. ronmoore@ronmoore.org. I want to send you some resources to help you get started on your journey. I want to rejoice with you for your new walk with Jesus.